Already started.
Anyone here? Hello, hello, can you hear me? Hello, hello, whoa, not that loud. Okay, maybe a little lower. A little, thank you, Morty. Okay, here we go. I want to discuss something that happened on the plane on the way over here. It may be Lashon Hara. I'm saying over as a Toelas, and there's a lot to learn from it. And can you make that lower? Thank you very much, Morty. Thank you, Eddie. Okay, I'm going to tell you a story what happened. It's going to be connected to Avraham Avinu, and to me, and to you. And if we have to title this, the name of this year is Nerves of Steel, okay? That would be, if we had like a blackboard, it would say Nerves of Steel. All right, here's the story. Hello, Shai. I was on the plane, and they made a huge announcement many times that there's to be no davening, no minyanim, no congregating in the back by the bed, like over and over and over again. Delta made it very clear they did not want to have a minyan in the back. Now, on this flight, there were around 20, I'm going to say their names, it's a Toelas, and there's a lot to learn from them. There's around 20 or 25 Chabad Bachrim. Okay, Chabad Bachrim with the full regalia, with the pins and the tefillins and everything. And it was a midnight flight, so at around 3-4 hours into the flight, when everyone's sleeping, is when the sun started coming up. And they wanted to have a minyan, but they wanted to follow the rules, and there's no, very good. Thank you, Shragi. They wanted to follow the rules, and the rules are there's no congregating in the back of the plane. So what would you do?
The front.
From your seat. So here's the issue. There were 20 bachrim scattered amongst 100 seats. Okay? So you had some in row 43, 42, 27. Okay? So here's what happened. They all got up and they made the minyan. How did they make the minyan? They did not congregate in the back, they followed the rules. What did they do? They had a minyan throughout the whole plane. This is 4 a.m. for some people. There were plenty of people sleeping, plenty of people not so happy with what they were doing. And this is what they asked me if I wanted to join. I said, absolutely not. And I thought about myself. And thank you guys, thank you. All right, get over there. I'm telling a good story. So now like this. The way it works is, so they made the minyan throughout the whole plane, and the stewardesses didn't know what to do, because like they were following the rules, kind of. Everyone was in their seats, and they were talking with each other. Maybe weren't so polite, but they were talking with each other. They made their minyan, okay? This was happening, I was thinking, whoa, what a chil Hashem. Someone else was saying, what disgusting midos they had. Others were saying, it's terrible. I hope they don't get any schar for that in the mama. I hope they get punished. Like, there were a lot of different things going on. Okay, but now I'm telling you this, Toelas, because I have an unbelievable limud zchus on them. In hindsight, I love what they did. I would never do it, but I actually like what they did. And I'm going to explain a little bit, okay? Let's put the story on hold and move on to Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu is known for the midah of Chesed. Chesed Avraham. Yaakov Avinu is known for the midah of. Come on, it's not Torah. Don't worry, I'm not Torah. Sit down. Yitzchak is known for Gevura. Okay. All right. So Avraham Avinu was known for Chesed. Now I want to take us on a little tour. Yitzchak is known for Gevura. MS. Okay, but I want to focus really on Avraham Avinu. Now, I'm going to tell you certain things that Avraham Avinu did in his lifetime, and you tell me if that better fits under the category of Chesed or Gevura. Okay, number one, he goes into his father's store and destroys the whole store. Chesed or Gevura?
Gevura.
Okay, he goes to Nimrod and says, Nimrod, throw me into your fiery furnace. Is that Chesed or is that Gevura?
Gevura.
Okay, we're doing good so far, right? Now, let's see. He gets the opportunity to send away his first son. Send him out of the house. You're on the ball, man. Gevura, okay? He had the opportunity to fight a war against four kings, just him and his like little helper Eliezer. Gevura, I think so. Okay, he goes head to head with the king of Sodom and the king of Abimelech and the king of Paro. Head to head with them. My wife, your sister, give me presents. Head to head with them. Gevura, I think so. He was told to sacrifice his beloved Yitzchak. Gevura or Chesed. Gevura. Okay. So what we've done now is we've done a quick cliff notes of Avraham Avinu's life. And what we're seeing here is Gevura on steroids. He had nerves of steel. Right? He was willing to do anything if it was called upon him. That's what he did. When did he ever do chesed?
Four-door tent.
Nice, okay. What was his chesed? He had a four-door tent.
Woo!
And he looked out for the malachim. Great, okay. So we know of two things in his life that were chesed. He had a four-door tent, and he loved having the malachim, the guests, and he looked for them. If you're going to like weigh on the scale, we have multiple acts of gevura and a few things that we know about of chesed. What?
Like every day.
Okay, good. So he had that four-door tent. So maybe you're right. So okay, Shai is right, perhaps. The four-door tent was an active soup kitchen 365 days a year. Dovi, you can listen to this. 365 days a year. Here, Buster. Okay, I'll turn this way. 365 days a year. So maybe. Okay, but if I'm thinking Gevura, I'm thinking Avraham Avinu. All these things are unbelievable. Now, go back to my Chabad people. Okay? Chabad. Now, I'm not here to dash a for or against them. All I want to highlight is a certain thing, which is the Chabad Shluchim have perhaps the hardest job ever. What do they do? What are they trained to do? Put tefillin on every random person in the world, even if they don't really want to. Go live in communities around the world where there may not be anything kosher. Anyone who's very friendly to them, I don't care. It's on the map, go. It's a city, go there. Maybe there's a Jew, you're gonna get them, go there. You have to have nerves of steel to be a Chabad shliach. You need to have nerves of steel. You're going to unfriendly territory. By Russia, behind the Iron Curtain, who was the ones that were putting tefillin on people, getting matzahs, doing bris milas? Chabad was there. They were doing this. So here you have people with such gevura. Now, by the way, what does Chabad do? Have you ever traveled around the world? What do they do for the travelers?
Food.
So here we have, I'm thinking Avraham Avinu over here. We're thinking we have gevura, people that are able to go ahead and do whatever they think is right, wherever they are. And also at the same time, they have their four-door tents in Cancun, in Mexico City, I don't know, wherever, that crazy places around the world, there they are. So I'm thinking over here, wow, these Chabad people, what are they doing? They have this midah of gevura, they also have this midah of chesed. Now, why was Avraham Avinu known as chesed? Because gevura alone, if not controlled, if it's not used correctly, could go out of control. And you could use the meat of gevura in a way which is not so healthy, not so good, not so much what Hashem wants from you. So chesed of Avram, his four-door tent, his chesed was that he was able to harbor, to control his cloud. We'll get there later. But I guess in a second. Avraham Avinu had the koyach of gevura, of these nerves, I'm gonna do whatever is right whenever I have to do it. But he had the ability to channel and to use it in a way that he was never grotesque, never doing the wrong thing, never in anyone's face that he should not have been. And he was always, we're not told of anything Avraham Avinu did that was bad. That means he had this koyach of gevura, but he used it in a very appropriate way. And that's perhaps why we know him for chesed, because the chesed that he had was able to harbor, to control his koyach of gevura. Going back to Chabad. So these bachrim, they're Chabad in training. What they're being worked on right now is the gevura part. And that gevura part is what gave them the kayak to say, I don't care what Delta Airlines says, and I don't care what anyone else around me wants me to do. I'm not saying it was right. I'm not saying it's not a chaleshen. I just want to understand a little bit where they were coming from and where they're heading and how, in the end, it may turn out good. Even though I believe they were wrong, but I'm understanding them better. As they were doing this, I'm not joining you guys. You're terrible. And I think they made a mistake. But I have them. What they're learning, what they're trained to do will require them to have nerves of steel and not, if someone says no to them, they're not going to just go away like a little pussycat. They're going to come back and be in their face. No, you don't tell me no. I'm doing what I think is right. And therefore, don't tell me not to have a minute. I'm going to have the minute. I'm going to be a scatter around the plane and wake up everyone. That's your business. I'm willing to go to the back of the plane. You don't want me back of the plane? I'm going to do it here. You're not going to tell me no. So I do believe it was a mistake. But I hop where they're coming from. Now, they're young and training. Eventually, they're going to grow up, and they're going to go to crazy places, and they're going to do chesed, and most likely, they're going to also be working on that midah of refining it in a way that it won't be so in your face. It won't be inappropriate, perhaps. Anyway, that's my limit schos will say on Chabad. That is perhaps a message from Avraham Avinu. As far as you ask, as far as Yitzchak, right? So Yitzchak was known for gvura. Let's look around. Where was his gvura? His wife and son tricked him. And what did he do? Nothing. Avimelech told him, don't dig your wells here. And what did he do? He went away. He didn't fight. So where is the gvura? The gevura, I heard today, Shane Rabbi Orlovsky, the gevura of Yitzchak was completely different. The gevura of Yitzchak was the ability to walk away. The ability to not have to be the star, not to have to be right, not to have to be the one that is victorious at the end of the day. That's a kayach. That's a kayach of gevura. That gevura did not have to be channeled. That gevura did not have to be controlled. That kayach of gevura of I can walk away and not have a problem with that. That was Yitzchak's Kayach HaGvura. So what we're trying to say over here is Avraham Avinu had his Kayach HaGvura, which was nerves of steel. That was Avraham Avinu. And that needed chesed to make it work. And that's what we know over chesed. Yitzchak's Gvura was the Gvura of I can take it. I can handle this. I'm not worried. Boom, that one didn't need anything to channel, to harbor. That was cool. That was good from the start, okay? That was just an idea that I actually had today with Avraham and Yitzchak and my airplane.